Are you looking for an athletic scholarship? You're in the right place. This is the Recruit Me Athletic Scholarship Podcast, the longest-running podcast on recruiting and athletic scholarships. We're here to help your family navigate the recruiting road all the way to an athletic scholarship. He's a recruiting expert and a dad of two college athletes. He has a wealth of experience to share. Here's Recruit Me CEO, Brent Hanks.
Welcome to episode 396 of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. This is part two of an interview with Wayne Wilsley, the owner of QR Recruiter and QRRecruiter.com. Episode 395 was published earlier today to make up for me missing last week's episode due to my computer not charging on my trip to Argentina. So you get a double dose today, both part one and part two of this informative interview. This episode covers the different technologies affiliated with QR Recruiter, QR Recruiter's future, and a summary of the interview, and some useful recruiting tips. Let's get into part two of the interview with Wayne. Wayne, what else do you have that helps student athletes and coaches during the recruiting process?
Well, what we also try to do with a lot of, organizations like American Legion right now, we've just partnered with the Arkansas American Legion on Greenland High School here in Northwest Arkansas. We have YakkerTech, Baseball Cloud, PitchCom. We're aligned now with Game Changer, and using our QR system, you can come as a high school player and you can be identified with your QR team banner virtually or live, because anybody at the game or virtually can see the YakkerTech data. And this is hitter and pitching data in game. And we're talking 8 to 12 different spin rates in this. It is just like watching MLB. The hitters, it's everything, every measurement you can imagine. And it's live. You can see Game Changer live now, because if you scan our banner, we give the option to touch Game Changer's icon. And now that we are working with them, you can go straight to the game. There's no app required. This will get you there. So now you literally don't even need a scoreboard at, let's say, you had a small school that didn't have the money. We're providing live stream, we're providing live data, and we're providing the QR code and the visibility of the film, whether you're at the game or whether you're virtually watching. What we've created with a lot of these other companies is a one place that you can come. You can come to the advanced search. You can type in the kid's name for free, no matter what level of a college. You can watch us virtually. Anything that we can do to help a family help themselves, that's what we've created. I say it kind of like this. When I created QR Recruiter, I had a solo canoe. I was floating the river by myself. It's going slow. And then YakkerTech and Baseball Cloud came along, and we started paddling in tandem, and we were covering more ground. We were seeing more. And slowly, PitchCom, Game Changer, American Legion, all of these companies, and even you, Brent, you're in the canoe, and we're all paddling together now. And that's basically what QR, the blessing over the last 6 years, is building these connections to where for $35 for an athlete, a $60 bill for the entire team. Okay. This really equates, if you had about 12, 15 kids on your team, I think it's $7 a kid. And if you break it down in a year, I can't even remember what it's nothing. But for $35, because of our canoe having all of these amazing rowers in it, we now can offer all of their services for free. And this has been really the blessing of QR, because we've tried to build something and it's bootstrapped, which means my wife and I for 6 years have invested all in back end to where there is no debt. We don't have investors. We can do this for the $35 and the $60 because we're not making money right now. We feel that if we invest in this, just like I wish we had this with my boys and the boys that I coach, I feel like I let them down in some sense because this wasn't available. So, I think that's probably why QR was built, because I kind of felt like I didn't have the proper tools and I wanted to build the proper tools for someone.
Sounds very similar to the way I feel about Recruit Me and the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. You learn from your family, and you try to pass it on to other families. So somebody has, if a student athlete has a draft tag, and you're mainly talking baseball here. You mentioned there are other sports, but with the technologies like the Yakker Tech and the baseball cloud and stuff, where do they get to take advantage of those particular technologies? And then what does it look like if you just have the draft tag and you don't have an event that has those technologies?
Well, if you have the technologies, which there is one field, and that's here in Northwest Arkansas at a high school level, which really is crazy because Vanderbilt, you know, there's few colleges that have all this at one place. And here we have it at a high school level because Rapsodo, HitTrax, all of these, Brent, they don't capture in-game. Like, I can show you the fingerprints coming off of every baseball and show you which one the fingerprint was pressed harder. And now with all of our film in Baseball Cloud is another part of Yakker Tech that takes and just dissects every pitch, every hit. It shows weakness trends. I mean, it is crazy, but it does pitcher, hitter, catcher, and umpire at the highest level. And so we're even able to grade our umpires and help our umpires in the local area get better. But if you don't have this, then the great thing is we give you the ability to move this data. We're getting ready to give the coaches the ability to ask permission if they own the QR roster banner, to be able to move the data to the kids they link to it. And that really is the most important thing. Verified measurements. And also, Brent, I had a gentleman at American Legion ask a question, you know, well, what if they change, you know, what if the kid goes on there? And the very first thing we did was build the system that anybody that comes and does anything, we have time, date, their IP address. I mean, you cannot do anything on our system without us being tracked or us tracking you. It's not possible. So the first thing we built in is we built in the safety, the security, because we also are dealing with kids. And so we built our own QR code generator. It's not one from China where anybody, you know, could be looking at all this information. This is ours. We protect it. It's how we're building data with it. Anybody can take these draft tags, and it is their Citrill database, and using Game Changer, using anybody else to be able to take their story and put it on social media, or anytime they talk to a coach, send a letter, have a way to say, scan that code. I believe coaches have a lot going on. I believe if you can give them all of the details rapidly, and for them to be able to go to a location like their hotel or home and kick their feet up and touch their phone, the history, and look exactly what they did that day, I think you have a better opportunity them being able to recruit you, reaching out to you, because two coaches can literally be sitting next to one another, be able to scan these banners, and they're recruiting and nobody even knows. The other thing is there's no NCAA rules, so there's no dead period. We are only a paperless sports program. We are not a recruiter.
Wayne, we've had a lot of information here. We want people to reach out if they have any questions about any of the products and not only what you've got going now, but what you're going to have in the future. Speaking of future, what are some new things? Do you have some new announcements that you might break here on the Athletic Scholarship Podcast?
Yes, sir. Over the last couple of weeks, we've been extremely blessed. I started 3 years ago communicating to the CEO, Samir, of Game Changer through LinkedIn. And every month or so, I would send sort of an update of what we were doing, how I saw my vision, how I saw our vision, that we could work together. I would probably share my heart as much as my vision of why I wanted to do this, my own story, how I really could have used it. And over a three-year period, you know, I started finally showing the virtual side, like, hey, we could put our QR code right here on this kid's video of them playing ball. And look, we've got it right on Twitter now. And, you know, we have over 1,200 coaches that follow us on there. And so he reached out and asked me to visit with one of his associates, David. That was roughly 3 or 4 months ago. And we just kind of shook hands and are going to be working in tandem together. So now if you go to a ball game, you can scan our QR roster banner and there will be a Game Changer icon. You can just touch and you enter the game. There's no more apps. We're also going to be able to take our QR technology, and so kids can put it on the video side. So if they're on, like I say, social media, if people are watching virtually, we're going to have the ability to do that. That's a wonderful thing because, you know, Game Changer from 14 years old down, that's really kids. But we're trying to help them as 15 on up. We want to be a value-added partner to them because we really can help that, right? Even as a paperless sports program, we built in all these entrepreneurial pieces. And so that's why they looked at us like, wow, you really are a high school and JUCO addition to us, because what you're doing, verifying their measurements are not real. It's mom and dad doing it. Our measurements are very bold and real. Our ability to work together is, I think, going to bring an amazing partnership for the world, for coaches and kids to directly be able to see one another. And then we were blessed just last weekend. I went down to Little Rock, Arkansas, and met with the commissioner, Gerald Howard, who's a super guy. Probably about 35, 40 coaches were there and shared the QR vision and how we could take American Legion, which is really the largest. There's probably 45 plus thousand kids across the United States that play for them. And we're going to start with Arkansas and have all these teams with all of our products, because now it's like an Arkansas central database for American Legion. And they didn't have to spend a dime except a fixed cost of $35 a player. And that's huge. And then I'm going to go in July and go to the World Series, the American Legion World Series, and present to the five national commissioners to hopefully have the largest national database of any baseball player organization. And all of these would be in QR and have everything that we're given for $35. That's exactly what we would do for them, is we would become their national database and give all our tools to American Legion kids, which, Brent, you know, these are kids, they don't come from a ton of money, but they are probably some of the toughest and hardest working kids that play the game.
Back in the olden days, I played Legion baseball because we didn't have the travel ball, and then travel has started to take over. So this is given an opportunity for Legion to maybe pick itself up here and show off that there are players and kids that have some abilities and maybe doesn't want to spend quite the money to travel all over the place. And I think Arkansas has been a pretty big Legion area for years. So good luck with that. And we're looking forward to seeing how that goes this summer, and hopefully go nationwide.
Absolutely. And because, you know, the more the macro size of kids, the better the data is. And that's what I want. I want to build the biggest data pool, and it's going to give the best information. And so what I've really done for 6 years is I've built a micro data pool of just a few thousand players, because we've just grown small to where we could bootstrap. But you think about 45,000 baseball players and the information that you can get out of that and understand. That's really what I want to be able to do, because I believe, like I said, if I can build this right, I can show everybody, every coach, every player, who they are and where they need to be focusing. Because right now at my meeting, I'm also partners with another gentleman at CBI, and he does all the data. He knows every data pool from college to, it's crazy. And his name is Art. He's a super guy. Art gave me some data in D2. It is the craziest thing, because all the kids stay right here in Arkansas. Yet, unfortunately, these kids are running all over Florida. They're running all over everywhere. Like, I'll tell you. So in D2, kids from Arkansas, 131 kids stayed right here out of 147 players. Now, what are we doing, Brent? I mean, really, what are we doing? I know a kid right now, he just went to Florida. I mean, these kids are going to Texas, they're going to Colorado, they're going to Tennessee. Not one kid was recruited from any of those states. And in D1, it's not much better, only because we have six showcase organizations or so, and they can only have so much influence with six or eight coaches. They're all in-state. These guys don't know a whole lot of coaches out-state. When you go on a showcase to Florida, they don't know anybody. They're not going there because they're trying to expand their recruiting size, right? Their size in the U.S. They're doing it because 100% they're just enjoying it, having a great time. I want to take these map models where right now in D2, out of 147 players, 131 stayed here, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 other states is where they went. And basically, it's the states around Arkansas. What I want to do is I want to take this data pool that I'm looking at today and what the map of D2 looks like, and I'd like to see 30 states because we have virtual recruiting and anybody can watch the Yakker Tech in-game and all of this amazing stuff, identify players and never cost them a dime up in Seattle, Washington to watch my kids right here in Greenland, Arkansas. These are the reasons is I've taken real data that showcase companies don't want anybody to know because it's just, and I'm giving it to American Legion and I'm going to build American Legion like nobody has ever seen because it will be data driven from their 45,000 players, which nobody has ever had a data pool from. It'll be a perfect storm for families, the communities, everybody who really would like to see this change, because right now people are spending $30,000, $40,000 for a $600 scholarship. Nobody would go spend that kind of money to get a $600 a year job, but that's what we're doing because that's the current model. I feel that if we will do it smarter, look at the data and say, why are we moving around everywhere? 147 kids, they're not recruited out of the state. So why are you going out of the state? What they need to be doing is building data. They need to be showing, in this year, this is a new PR. This is who I am. Instead of just running around the country, having a vacation, because what they're really doing is they're taking away their time from being recruited doing that. And it's obvious, you know, the maps are obvious. These are the big things that I and guys like you and others that I'm working in tandem with, we want to show the world what's happening today. And then we want to show in a couple of years, look what's happening now, because our vision was to truly help, not to murky up the waters.
Again, you've built a very, what I think is an inexpensive resource for student athletes and their families to use. You said it very well that a lot of kids are spending a lot of money. A lot of families are spending a lot of money to get a small scholarship, an opportunity to play, but a small scholarship. And there's nothing wrong with that because the experience of possibly playing your sport in college is worth a lot too. But I don't think that you should have to spend thousands and thousands of dollars just to get recruited, and you're given an opportunity to do that. Plus, I feel that if you want to play a sport, there is a place for you. Now, it may be in-state. It may be a couple states away. It may be a little farther north if you're a baseball player, because it's northern baseball is not as popular as southern baseball. This gives you an opportunity to send your information out without having to go and play in Florida. You can still play in Arkansas, get recruited in Missouri, and not have to do all the travel and stuff. So that's why I really like your product, and I'm glad we've got a relationship with QR Recruiter.
Well, in the same goes for you as well. You know, we both want to be wisdom first, and we do not want to just say, "Yeah, you know, I just sort of feel like this." Everything that you say is real. You have a data point. You have a true experience. I know my failures, man. And what I can tell a lot of these people that I see is, man, you're doing it wrong, but you don't know right, because this is all you've known. But you and I had the blessing of playing American Legion, because that's all there. I didn't have high school baseball. It was American Legion or Senior Babe Ruth in the summer. But now here we are, and we look at that model that was there, and we say, that model was good, but that model disappeared. I am all about a team going and traveling off somewhere once or twice in the summer. Man, go have fun. But when you have 10 games and they're in Florida and Colorado and Texas and you live in Northwest Arkansas, I'm just telling you, they took your whole summer away from being able to get recruited to help them, because that's all you did. You went and helped that organization. You did not help yourself, and you better be selfish when you start getting to your sophomore, junior year. You need to get selfish with what you're doing and where you're going, because it isn't, your team's not going to get recruited. I tell people, even though it's a team sport, each person has to understand, and we do this at our place, so like building this in-game data. If I have a really high-level kid and I know he's trying to get data, Brent, what I do is I'll bring in some high-level pitchers and do in-game data so these coaches can really see this guy shine. They see the real talent. There's no human doing this. This is everything you can imagine showing everything about this kid. And I tell everybody else, you know why we're doing this? Because the coaches are here to see him today. We're a family. We're going to give up our 1.5, 2-hour game here. Now, you may do something great, and he may, but we know this young man has an opportunity for this 2 hours. And we as a team, a family, I explain this to our families and our American Legion family. I'll explain it to them that we're here for each other. And when you know your opportunity, we're as a team and a family, we're going to put you in the best light. We're going to make sure that coach knows that you're a leader of our team, that we love you, that we respect you, because we know this is your 2 hour moment that you waited for how many years. These are things that these showcase companies, they're not doing any of that. And that's something that the tech will do because it does all the work. And now the coach can be, he could do more of that kind of coaching. And that's the other part of this tech is coaches are bogged down. They got tough. Oh my gosh, they got so much going on. And then if a coach does want to talk to them.
It's a simple process, but it's a complicated process. And we want to give them just some basic tools to simplify it as much as we can. And again, QR Recruiter, QRRecruiter.com, and the draft tag is one way to simplify a lot of information out there. It really, it's kind of the tip of the iceberg, and you know, there's a lot down underneath that you can get into with all the stats and the metrics, and you've given that information and opportunity to be out there to a coach and to a student athlete in a simple way.
It is, and we have 13 other countries that are using this in some way. And the one thing, it takes you 5 minutes. It doesn't matter if you live in Mexico or Puerto Rico, or I have a 7-foot player, basketball player somewhere in like China or Japan who's on Twitter and using my, it is a super fast process. And soon, like with American Legion, we will have their database with personal information about each player. It will build it automatically. Nobody will do anything. It'll build, and then we'll send them a link saying, hey, here's your player profile. It's ready to go. Just go ahead and fill it out, the metric side, if you're not playing on our field. We're even doing things that we will expedite this to literally, you will do nothing except your draft tags are going to show up in the mail. Your digital draft tag is going to show up on your phone, and there's your player profile semi-built for you. Because we just feel if we can expedite it. And my hope is this, Brent, if a large company were to give me X amount of dollars a year, I would just make the platform free because I could just operate it for free and put them on every page. You know, these kids are being sponsored by Dick's Sporting Goods. That would be the biggest blessing. So every kid everywhere could get this for free. That's really what I pray for, is not for it to be successful, but for the success to be able to make this not even a $35 cost. And that's really what, you know, my business model I'm really trying to focus on, because if we can do that, we just bless every kid in every high school, you know, anywhere. It doesn't matter. I wanted to make this an opportunity for anybody that wanted it. And $35, even as, you know, small as that is, I've given them away because that was an expense that somebody doesn't have. Even a $35 bill can be a limiter. That's something that you and I both, with our hearts, we're trying to make change, because if the best product and services is available for everyone, there will be some massive, massive change within the industry.
Well, Wayne, with that, let's see if we can get together here after the summer and see how Legion goes and how many see what changes you have then. I want to invite all our RecruitMe families to reach out to Wayne, either email or by phone, or just check him out on qrrecruiter.com. And if you have any questions, get a hold of me or get a hold of Wayne. And as you can tell, Wayne will truthfully and pointedly tell you what he thinks and tell you the truth. And he's out there to try to help your kid get recruited in whatever sport that they want to go into.
That's right. And I will say at the very end, it is without influence. I do it for no advantage. It is 100% data driven and wisdom. And everything that I do is extremely transparent. And that's why I built it this way. I can show any data point. I can show anything. And nobody is talking to the coach to influence these people about your son or daughter. You know, anonymity is huge. And if you earn the right for somebody to want to talk to you, you earn the right to be the one to talk to them. We both know in this world, if somebody is, you know, paying a coach, or, you know, they may feel like, man, I'm being paid by this young person and their family. I kind of feel like I need to maybe promote them a little more now that I got a coach's attention. And that's fair. So what we're trying to do is just say, hey, if a coach feels it, if he sees it, we're going to give him, in 1 second, he's going to have your information from anywhere, whether he's at home, whether he's at the park or at an event. We want them, if they feel it, because what I want people to do, Brent, is I want a coach to go, hey, I'm just going to pull up here to the high school game. Because why would you do that now? You don't even know anybody, right? So, hey, I'm going to pull up here to the high school game. You sit down and boom, scan their thing. Why would you not now? You can go and recruit local high schools. They don't do it because there's no way to even know who these kids are. There's so many benefits for the coaches to come back to the old school of, hey, I'm just going to go, you know, I see a game. I see the lights on over here at this high school. I'm going to go pull over there, and I know I'm going to be able to recruit because I'm going to be able to scan their banner. And that's why, if I can make this free, coaches would know that everybody has this and everybody's using it. They would probably go back to kind of more of the old school, where they didn't have to travel as much, didn't have to get on the road as much, because it would all be kind of happening naturally again.
Well, let's see if we can get everybody with a draft tag and a roster banner. How about that, Wayne?
Yeah, I love it. Let's do it. I love it, Brent.
Well, thank you for your time, and good luck this spring and summer, and we'll look forward to hear from you again. And like I said, if anybody has any questions, please reach out to either one of us, and I'll have all the information in the show notes on this podcast.
And Brent, thank you for everything you do, man. You're absolutely a well-needed person in the industry. So we're all very blessed to have you.
Well, looking forward to keeping the relationship, and let's go out and help some kids get recruited.
Sounds great, man.
All right.
Thank you so much, Brent.
Thank you to Wayne and QR Recruiter. Go to qrrecruiter.com and get more contact information in the show notes. Join me next week for episode 397, titled Resources to Build a College School List. Like or subscribe the Athletic Scholarship Podcast on your favorite podcast app, or go to recruit-me.com to get current and past episodes. Again, thank you for listening, and see you next week.